This is a story. The government got involved in this a couple of days ago. I still remember reporting on this originally, right? We had someone in a funeral home simply suggest, you know, as far as medical aid and dying is concerned, maybe we could offer you this as a service at a funeral home. And there was a cost attached to it at the time. And I think people perhaps took that the wrong way or thought this was another way for funeral homes to make money. Off a very serious time, a tragic time in someone's life.
Listen, and there can be some money to be made, but that wasn't the idea. The idea right. was people were having to wait offer too long right. for it to happen.
And let's offer this service to people who find themselves in that situation. Then all of a sudden, the government got wind of this and decided, yeah, we like the idea of offering the service, but no one gets to charge any money, at least at the funeral home. That's my understanding. So Matthew Baker is owner of Complexe Funéraire au Richelieu and in Bromesquoi as well. He's on the line. Mr. Baker, thanks for being here.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
Can you explain, as far as you understand, what the government is saying and trying to do here? What does it mean?
I'm not sure, quite honestly, what the government's doing. Basically, they're saying you're allowed to do something, don't talk about it, and by the way, you can't charge. So, you know, it's something that I find very absurd because, you know, I did the one of La Presse on the 19th of May. And ever since then, it just became a Quebec debate. And, you know, the Ministre of Santé at 1:30 on the Friday, she was, you know, totally against it. And I think I just caught everyone off guard because we were offering this. But I simply started offering this because it was a demand and I was, you know, listening to my clients. My clients were saying, you know, we don't want to go home. We don't want to do it at the hospital. We don't have any other place to do it. So I just simply started offering it because of the demand. I didn't, you know, if you look on my website, we don't plan on advertising this at all. You know, it's a sensitive issue and I certainly have other things to do than offer this service, but it does, you know, it does cost us money. You know, there's time, there's a lot of meetings, planning the event, placing the hall. Do they want alcohol? Do they want a pianist? Do they want, you know, it becomes an entire event, and we take care of everything from A to Z. And when they leave, you know, we take care of removing the deceased, and all of those things are included in the $700, which to me was, I just threw out a number, you know, we're almost losing money at that number, you know, so it's nothing, I don't know how to say it. It's just sort of, I think the government was just sort of surprised by us offering that. But honestly, I just went with
what people have been asking you for.
Yeah. What people are asking.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never seen the government move so quickly from the time the story broke, your interview, to the time they decided they're going to have rules.
Yeah. And it's crazy. They're treating us like the funeral industry, or anyways, me, because I'm not, you know, I don't talk much to other funeral homes, but they're treating us like, you know, we're crooks. You know, they spent more time on, you know, how many fines, you know, up to $150,000. That's absurd. You know, why didn't they just say, okay, let's charge, you know, I don't know, $400 or $300 or whatever
right.
the cost may be. But you know, the doctor that comes to our funeral home has a room, he does it, they're all on board, all of the medical practitioners all over Quebec are completely on board on this. So I don't see how, you know, the government are just making us out to look like, you know, crooks.
Yeah,
I'm just listening to my clients, I don't even want to. You know, I'm doing this out of my good heart. You know, I'm sensitive right now, and it's making me emotional because it's an emotional service to offer.
I bet.
You know, it's nothing to take lighthearted.
No. So, Mathieu, you're the first to do it. I think that's really huge in this. You're the first in Quebec to offer medical aid in dying. And so I feel like they didn't know how to handle it. When we talk about these fines, have you been told that you could be fined for doing what you're doing, or you're just hearing this from the government?
No, I'm just hearing this. Okay. You know, they went through what the original article in the Presse went through. And I never liked the term that the Presse used. You know, they said clé à main, you know, service, all turnkey, included, $700. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's you know, we're already in contact with these people. We're already talking to them. For the past couple years, you know, medical aid and assisted dying has been a reality for everyone here in Quebec. And us as funeral homes, it's a lot of talking over the phone. Okay, so it's going to happen at the house September 2nd at 2 o'clock. Okay, so show up around 2:30, wait outside. Okay, wait, no, plans have changed. We want to have a last drink. And, you know, it's just so very time-consuming, which is fine, but we're not used to that as a, you know, a funeral industry.
Right.
Which is,
whereas if you're more fine, in charge, it can be more organized.
Yeah, and expecting anyone to work for free, I don't understand it. Was the government saying, well, you know what, there shouldn't be a charge, we'll just allow you to charge, as you said, a flat fee and move on, but that was not even part of this.
No, I don't know.
It makes no sense.
I don't know. It's certainly, I feel like we're in a communist country. I don't know. It's like, you know, you can do something, don't talk about it, don't promote it,
yeah,
and by the way, you know, don't charge.
Okay.
You know, and my $700 included, you know, meeting with the family once, mm-hmm, twice, and how many phone calls do we have?
No,
you know,
clearly there's work involved, and you have to provide a service here,
yeah,
and I can't imagine they'd expect you to provide a service for free. That doesn't make, yeah, any,
well,
sense at all.
And the doctor's charging.
Yeah, and I guess they're saying, we don't, the government, I'm imagining the government's position is, we don't want to have people been taking advantage of at such a, you know, a difficult time to, yeah, begin with. I get that, their heart's in the right place, but this ruling doesn't seem to make any sense, yeah, at all.
It doesn't make sense. And you know what? The government, like I said, was sort of surprised by this. She reacted quickly.
Yeah.
On the Friday, they saw it in the price. Oh, my God. You know, I didn't think my last Friday would be like that. I had like 14 interviews. And, you know, me too. It's been, you know, very emotional. A lot of interviews and explaining,
sure,
myself. But, you know, they had a meeting with me, and they never asked me, okay, so what do you do? Why are you charging? How much are you charging? What are your fees entitled? They met, you know, the Conservative Party, the Liberal Party, Parti Québécois, you know, they all met. But why didn't they invite me? Or why didn't they invite someone in the funeral industry to
explain?
Sort of explain?
Sure.
It doesn't mean, it's not because you're from the Liberal Party or the Parti Québécois that you have any idea of what's going on in the funeral industry. Like, it's just absurd.
You're making a very, very fair point. Maybe with the backlash from this, the government will sort of wise up and come up with some kind of a plan. I mean, that's the best we can hope for. I thank you so much for your time.
Just a quick note.
Yeah.
It's made, you know, outlashes elsewhere. We're meeting with TV de France June 15th.
Here we go again.
Stay with me. So, you know, it's
going viral, as they say.
You're going to be busy.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Mr. Baker, thank you. So there you go. Again, have you ever seen, the story was last week, 2 days later, the government's like, you know what, we're going to provide this service. We think it's a great idea. It'll be for free.
And if you want to do it, we're going to fine you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Where does that come from?